Good morning. It is 8:17 here on the Mighty 690, and joining us in the studio, we have Robert Cooper from Friend and Ken Properties here. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Hey, going great. Thanks for having me on today.
Fantastic. Well, it is great to have you in here. And, of course, I really appreciate you reaching out here to talk a little bit about your big project over there on the south part of town. You know, I went over here just last week to kind of see the progress. And for those folks who may not know, tell us a little bit about what you are doing with the old Longfellow School.
Okay, the old Longfellow School has been renamed the Longfellow Center, and our vision is to just make it a center for all kinds of assistance for our community. On the south end, a lot of people know Lakeisha Johnson was Citizen of the Year here a couple of years ago, and she manages a benevolent center for KFAN in the south building. In the gymnasium, as we've spoke about before, Pastor Doug Munn from Grace Fellowship manages, along with Joe Brooks from Salvation Army, manages a furniture ministry there. We have assisted, last time I talked to Doug, over 300 families. That's not just people. That's families that need something. Their house is burned. Something happened, and they needed some furniture. So through that ministry of Doug's in this property, he's been able to help over 300 families. Currently, what we're working on is the north end, which will be transitional housing for our homeless community. And this will be 3-4 months, depending on what entity we're talking to, an entity right now that is looking very hard at it, and hope to be open actually within the next couple of months. At this stage, I got to be honest, as long as I've been working on it, it's getting exciting for me. I am seeing this work of all these. We're probably closing in on 10,000 hours of volunteer work. And to see this start to come to fruition is pretty cool, honest with you.
Very exciting. So backing up a little bit for folks who may not know the whole history here, I was doing a little bit of digging myself, and it looks like, from what I can tell in the research, that, you know, the current Longfellow School, it opened in 1954, and of course it served, you know, generations of people. A lot of folks went through that school, and then the district closed a lot of the neighborhood schools right around 2000. And so what happened between that time and the time you got it? It kind of went through a couple different owners, right?
Yes, it did, James. It went through the school district, I believe, was the one who actually owned it. They sold it. That individual sold it to, I believe, the foundry next door. That foundry sold it to a pastor in Parsons. And then we, Friend and Ken Properties, acquired it from Pastor Edward from over in Parsons. It was becoming too much of a drive and too much work for him. And it was, to say disarray would be an understatement. Anybody who looked into the windows, there was not a window left. The windows had been broken out to salvage the aluminum framing. Conduits were all taken out and salvaged, all the copper wire pulled and salvaged by people, you know, salvaging stuff. And they didn't clean up after themselves. So we have probably gone through, the large dumpsters are 30-yard dumpsters. We have probably gone through close to 20 of those dumpsters carrying out trash and construction materials that we're not using anymore, things that were in there. So it's been a big, and that doesn't count everything that has gone metal, that has gone to recycling. So it's been quite the chore.
So how did you get, you know, how did you find yourself in a place where, you know, I don't know if a lot of people wake up one day and say, hey, you know, I want to spend all my free time fixing up a school. And, you know, what made you want to do this?
Well, I was coming back from Tyro, and I picked up a young man who was hitchhiking, and he had was homeless, and he was on his way to somewhere an hour or so north and just looking for a place to spend the night. Evening was coming on, so I got to looking around, and I realized that Coffeyville had nothing. And I thought about it and, you know, prayed on it and was like, God said, well, I got you down there. What are you doing? So I asked my daughter, Emily, if she would be interested in starting a nonprofit for transitional housing. And we just began looking around. We pooled a little bit of money, talked to some friends, and Friend and Kin Properties was started. We are, again, Friend and Kin Properties. We're a properties entity. We don't manage the programs, but we, the board, will approve the programs. And if it fits into our vision and our morals that we can agree with, then we are able to rent to that nonprofit. We only rent to nonprofits. We can rent to that nonprofit at a very low rate to help them expand, such as KFAN went from about 100 feet to about 1,700 feet. They went from helping 50 people a month to 250 people a month. And they're able to do this because of the great donations and the companies, the local companies that we do business with have all been beyond outstanding to work with. Private donations, grants, again, closing in to close to 10,000 hours in volunteer labor. So it has really been, you know, I'm the guy that's here speaking, but it's really been a community effort from every individual that volunteers to the contractors that we use are all local. 80% or more of the money that we spend on construction materials is within 3 or 4 miles of the school itself. So it's a community effort that's doing this.
That's fantastic. We're speaking with Robert Cooper of Friend and Kin Properties, working on the Longfellow Center project. And, sir, for, you know, I was able to go and actually see your progress. For the listeners on the radio, especially those who maybe are familiar with the school, can you kind of describe this kind of phase that you're working on right now? What are you finishing up here at this point and kind of working on in that particular wing?
Okay, great. So we have finished the carpet in the hallway. The hallway is completed, the ceiling, the lights. The only thing we have remaining in the hallway is a little bit of trim work, and we're installing the HVAC systems throughout the hallway and in the apartment. We're in phase two of this project, and that is the apartment that we're working on.
And this is in one of the old classrooms. You're taking each classroom, and you have plans for two apartments right now, those full-size apartments,
yes,
right?
Yes, thank you. I tend to jump ahead thinking everybody can see in my brain. But, yes, so phase two is getting some apartments ready for transitional housing. The first apartment is within, a month or so of being complete.
And what's all in the apartment? How big are they? How many bedrooms?
So each apartment, there are 4 2-bedroom apartments. Each one is a little over 750 square feet. They are 2-bedroom, 1 bath, and they have a large great room area, let's say, kitchen and living area combined, and then there's a pantry there. So we have 4 of those. We are going to have 1 4-bedroom apartment that right now we are working, that would be gender specific, and right now we're working to make that a veterans only facility. It'll have separate egress. It will be a 4-bedroom, 1.5 bath with a large living and kitchen area there. So there will be a total of 5 apartments on the north end.
And for those familiar with the school, that's the old kindergarten room, right?
Yes, and it's a monster of a room. If you didn't go to school there, that's a big room. That room is probably close to 1,300 square feet. So, you know, you think of a classroom and dividing it into 4 bedrooms, you think, gosh, that's not much. But these are going to be, you know, your average size bedrooms in there. Again, close to 1,300 square feet that we have to work with in that one massive room on the far northwest corner.
Well, that is fantastic. So looking like this fall, being able to have some of those apartments ready, there's, you know, separate entrance there for those folks who would be utilizing the apartment and everything, a keypad, you know, security, the whole nine yards.
Yes, we do. We've got keypad security. The last of the doors and keypad entry will be installed. We're hoping this Wednesday, actually, day after tomorrow. We also have keypad on the west side. Each one of the apartment doors will be keypad. We've got security cameras inside and outside already set up. We have Wi-Fi, satellite link set up. So it's really, you know, you drive by the building and a year or so ago it was pretty rough looking. The outside looks much better. And I will. I would like to get back with you maybe in a month, and let's talk about when we can have an open house. And I would like to share with the community what every little thing that they have donated has gone to accomplish here.
That's fantastic. So for someone who might not understand or haven't even heard the term transitional housing, can you explain kind of what that is and what the goal is and isn't with this project?
Yes. So transitional housing, we are wanting to help homeless people that are wanting a hand up. It doesn't matter to us, friend and kin, how they got in their situation, but what we do want to do is help them out of that situation if that's what they want. So we will, they will be able to stay for a few months, again, depending on the entity that takes the management responsibilities. They will be able to stay there for a few months, get a job, get their life lined out, save some money to get deposit on rental property of their own, and then move out. What we want to do is help people back into mainstream society. If they want a hand up, that's the folks we're looking to help right there.
And of course, that will be run by whatever nonprofit or ministry or whatever ends up running, kind of managing the apartments, right?
That is correct. And we also have in the near future plans, after the first couple apartments are completed and we have residents coming and going through there, we will have an on-site office for that managing entity that we will be working on probably early next year. We hope to start on that manager's office.
Sure. And of course, you've got, so once you finish what I'm going to call like the kindergarten wing, you've got the whole other wing there. What is the kind of overall grand plan? Maybe once you finish this phase, what do you want to really do with that other part?
Yeah. First thing I want to do is go fishing. And then when I get back, I'm going to, so the south end has 8 classrooms. They're all the same size, a little over 750 feet. We plan right now to make those to restore those as classrooms and possibly offices with cubicles in. Again, we would rent to only nonprofits. But our vision is, throughout the Friend and Kin board, is that those would be used for after-school tutoring, GED assistance. We have a large Hispanic population in our community right now, and we would like to see English as a second language. We just want to help the community. We hope to have one office set up so that once a week we would have a person come by to help people with paperwork. Maybe they got a problem getting proper identification. They have their personal things, but maybe they need help getting a driver's license, and maybe they need help filing. They have some challenges in life and they need some help filing for Section 8 housing. Maybe they're just honestly dyslexic. They have a hard time reading and they need somebody to help them fill out paperwork just to get an apartment somewhere. So we hope to have once a week, again on the south end, once we get those classrooms lined out, we hope to have someone come down there and just help the community and direct them to where the resources they might need are.
Well, you speaking of tutoring, I mean, I've been over the library, and sometimes they're trying to spread out, you know, trying to find a little corner where they can work with kids, and, you know, it gets to be kind of a lot. So having a little more room like that would be, I'm sure, helpful.
Yes, it would be great. And if we could have, you know, separate areas, you might, like you're saying, James, you might be able to cube off some areas where first through third graders get assistance right here, and fourth through sixth over here. And so there's just a lot of opportunity.
Well, and
to
I think
help our community.
It's very exciting to be able to, you know, hey, we can use the school again kind of as a school.
Absolutely. I'm all about, you know, refitting things and, you know, figuring out what to do with. Oh, I think our old buildings in our city are beautiful, and I just love to see them repurposed into something that the community needs.
That's right. And like you already mentioned here at the start, you know, the gym right now being used as that furniture ministry that has blessed so many people. And so it really is, I think, a great project. And I hope that we can share information about that open house coming up, because I know a lot of people who went there would love to come back and see, you know, and it's very great just to see it, you know, being used, having the lights on, not being abandoned, you know, that goes a long way. I know you said you were looking for if anyone might have some old items from the school itself, any sort of, you know, memorabilia, right?
Yes, and that was the first thing I put on my notes here. So if anybody has old photos, if they have class photos, if they have personal school pictures from themselves, from a spouse, from a friend, something like that, if you've got old report cards. I know I threw all mine away because I didn't want anybody to see them. But if you happen to have kept your report cards, any memorabilia like that, we would love to just get a copy of. Our plan is to put a large collage on one of the hallway walls in the apartments so people can see what the school was like before. I've got pictures. The people at the library were outstanding. I've got pictures that date back into the early 1900s. The first school was actually built in 1909.
Yeah, I found that out. I was like, there was a previous one. I didn't know that.
Yes, and it was three stories tall. I have the pictures from that. So, and then they tore that one down and built the new one. In the same location. So anything like that. I actually had a neighbor come by and brought me the old school bell that used to hang, I guess, in the hallway somewhere. So, a lot of memorabilia, and we would love to have more. So if you have any, excuse me, we are friendandkin.org. Go to our website, kin.org, and just see what we're doing, and we try to keep pictures updated. Also, if you have any memorabilia, if you could send that to us at friendandkin@gmail.com. We would love to have old photographs that we can just show the world that we are repurposing and continuing to serve this community with that old building over there.
That's great. And I think bringing new life to old things is one of my favorite things. So it's just wonderful to see what you're doing. And as we kind of wrap up, has there been anything in particular that you've thought was maybe you discovered that you thought was surprising as you're, you know, cleaning things out, or anything that you realized that was just kind of a neat thing that you want to share with us here throughout this whole project?
Gosh, you know, not a whole lot. We did take some teachers. So a teacher's name was in a little engraved plastic above the doors. And we were able to salvage a couple of those. Again, the school bell, the old school bell is one of the neatest things that we've got from there. I've got some neighbors that have brought one class picture, and I've got a couple of school pictures from the early, might have been some, I'll have to check the date. Some from might have been from the old three-story school. So wow. I've got some from the early 50s and the mid-50s, some class pictures from there. So, yeah, it's been really, really neat. One thing is pretty that was kind of neat to discover and then has been a real blessing for us. If anybody didn't know, there are tunnels in under that school. So when we went down there to look at things, they ran the old steam through those tunnels. Well, what we did is we just cleaned those tunnels completely out, and now we're able to run all our utilities on there. It's 100% new utilities, water, sewer, electric, everything. And so those tunnels are pretty neat. They run from one end to the other. They go across and under the gym. And then on the west side, it goes from north to south. So, yeah, the tunnels are pretty cool. Can't stand up in them, but they're neat.
Well, that is honestly one of the biggest blessings, I think, in this project, because you wouldn't be able to, it would be much harder to do all the like bathrooms and that sort of thing without those.
Well, that's absolutely true. If we didn't have those tunnels, we would have had to cut the floors and then hand dig down to bury all of our sewer lines, all of our electric lines. We would have had to run overhead, we would have had to do something completely different. And, our water, everything. Those tunnels are an absolute blessing. I can't tell you how many, probably tens of thousands of dollars that those tunnels have saved us. And again, it's pretty neat to run around and under there.
Yeah, I was like, this is awesome. I love this. That was so cool. Well, and I think my surprise was that there was no insulation above the ceiling in any of those rooms.
Well, that's true. Crazy. So you got to think, this thing was built in 1909 originally, and then it was reconstructed in 1954, and gas was either free or cheap here in Coffeyville. So they didn't care much about insulation at all. So that big, massive school was heated with a giant boiler and a bunch of steam pipes and zero insulation.
It's wild. Yeah. Wild stuff. Well, Robert, again, if folks do want to get a hold of you and maybe if they want to chip in a little bit towards the project, what's the best way to do that?
Okay. friendandkin.org. Our website is friendandkin.org. We are a federally approved 501c3, so all donations are tax deductible. There is a donate page, button at the bottom of every page on our website. So please go see what we're doing within the community here. Stop by sometime. Again, I hope to be ready for an open house and just show everybody what we've done, how we have repurposed this old building to, again, serve the community. That's our goal.
Fantastic. Well, Robert, we appreciate everything you're doing, and we'll be staying tuned here on a potential open house coming up.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, thanks so much. That is Robert Cooper here with Friend and Kim Properties talking about the Longfellow Project. And we have open line coming up here in just a few minutes.